hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love and never ends, for the song that made us dance on the shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, he's my way out of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on the shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, she's my way out of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord, for the way. I don't have to say, I don't
swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girls, for the way they changed my world, waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for getting again the times that I took it too far. Gotta
thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, he's my way out of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for this song that made us dance on this shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girls, for the way they changed my world, she's not waking up today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, Thank you for what you didn't do. Thank you for what you didn't allow to happen. Thank you. 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 Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. You see, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just thank you. Again and again and again, I thank you. I thank you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Are you thankful this morning? If you're not thankful, you ought to be. Because you didn't wake yourself up this morning. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. A good, great, kind, and merciful God woke you up this morning. I said a good, kind, merciful God woke you up this morning. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you this morning.
This young man, he had it all made at home for him. So one day, he said to his father, Dad, please give me my portion of inheritance. I'm leaving. So his father gave him his portion and he left. Now listen to the story.
It's never too late. Please come back home. Never too late. Oh,
might mess up. You gave up on everything. You lost everything. You lost your mind. You lost your praise. You ashamed of church folks and afraid that God will turn his back. But if you can say, Father, forgive me, take me back, Father, to the place where I first received you, where I first found you. Take me back, take me back, take me back. I'm broken, take me back.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning. Jesus believers all over the world. And I am indeed thankful. Every morning when I rise, I do know, like you said, that I didn't wake myself up. I didn't keep me through the night, but for grace. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a little hoarse this morning, sorry.
That's okay.
We're going to go on, all hearts and minds clear, I pray. Prepare to see Jesus, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Glory
Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. You're an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Is that it?
Well, I went back like you told me, and did that lesson over.
You don't want to go back.
Okay.
You don't want to go back. Jesus
okay,
said he
so
looks back, acts back, and thinks back is not fit for the kingdom.
Amen.
That's handled. God handled it.
Okay. Well, okay. That's it because I couldn't move on until I fixed that. So that's it.
That's it. God fixed it. Brothers and sisters, I got to repent. You see, there are some people on this line. I don't like them, and I'm having a hard time loving them. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. And I don't know why, if they don't like me, why do they stay on this line? Why don't they just leave? God has not told them to stay here and try to block and hinder other people. Because that's what they're doing. You see, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? If you're not in agreement with the leadership, with the people who have steward over their own ministry, you need to leave. And it's as simple as that. Because you're being used as an agent of Satan. And you're trying to hinder other people that are on here. Do you know yesterday this ministry was used by God to tell a parent to get up, go in their kid's room, and bust the door down if they have to. And the girl laying up there done sliced both wrists. Brothers and sisters, people are dying. And if you are, I'm going to tell you this. If you're standing in the way of other people receiving life, you're not going to prosper. You need to go somewhere where you are in agreement. You must be in agreement. You know, I don't even like to talk about stuff like this, but you have to do it. You're not in agreement with me. You're not in agreement with this ministry. You think you know better for this ministry than I do. Go and do what God told you to do for your ministry. He ain't sent you to this one to rule or reign or do nothing else. He sent you here to humble yourself and learn. If you had known more than what was available, the resource of this ministry, you came here to learn. You came here to humble yourself and learn and go and do what needs to be done in the kingdom. Ain't nobody on this ministry needs you to lead them to salvation. They're already saved. Even Jesus said he came to seek and to save those that are lost. And he said, go and do likewise. And you just stirring up strife, trying to be used by the devil to hinder people. Let me tell you what it is called. It's called witchcraft. And you know what? I thank God yesterday. There are things that are happening in people's lives, and they know better than to come on this chat room and tell you what's happening. They're not going to do it because they ain't comfortable with your position, with your agenda. You know, I canceled June 11th and 12th. So I asked Jessica. I said, look, I'm going to take this list right here, and I'm going to call these people individually. And I want you to call these people over here. And everyone that she called and everyone that I called, do you know God had already told them that the timing wasn't right? One of them had already canceled a plane ticket and was wondering how to tell me. Well, you don't have to tell me. If it's of God, he told me to tell you. And we're in, you know what that means? That means we're in one agreement. You see, a long time ago, an old Baptist preacher told me this. And I didn't even know why he was telling me. But he said, Erica, in a church, you have a vision. That's the one given the visionary, the leader. Then you have B vision. That's the one that those are in agreement with the visionary and the leader going to catch a hold to. He said, and then you have D vision. And that's the one that Satan is going to send in to cause nothing but division, church split, and be used to hinder the other people that are there for genuine ministry. If I'm talking to you this morning, why don't you help God out and help yourself out of this ministry? I don't have time to play church games with anybody. And I never could understand why people would go to a church and cut the pastor and the leadership down. Just cut them down. When I would always think, why don't they just go somewhere else where they can find somebody they're in agreement with instead of allowing themselves to be used by the enemy? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you, and it doesn't make sense to the Holy Spirit. If you know so much, if you got so much of all this, that, and the other, why aren't you using it? You came here to learn. I mean, hey, you came here to be taught. But you know what? The hardest thing is you cannot teach anybody anything with an unteachable spirit. It's impossible. You cannot teach anybody anything with a spirit of anti-submissiveness. It's impossible. You cannot teach anybody anything that thinks they know everything, but yet and still they won't ask themselves, why did God send me there? Because when you came here, you didn't know enough. You came here to be delivered, and you learned a little bit of something, and now you're going to deliver the deliverer. Well, let me tell you something. This is not the one. I get delivered every day. Every day. And you know why? Because I know. I know I'm fighting the devil. I know my job, my mission. I'm called to be an overcomer. The same thing. God said to me, he said, you know what you did? I said, what? He said, the devil lived in my house, in your house, with you, plotting against you, working against you, and you defeated him every day for 10 years. Every day for 10 years, I fought the devil in my own house. I know what that feels like. I know what that looks like. I know what that smells like, and I overcame it. And I'm going to overcome you and your stuff. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. I don't run from the enemy. I stand up and fight. And in this instance, God say, fight like a knight. He say, fight because your enemy hearing what you say and trying to use it against you. But Erica, remember what I said yesterday? It's not you they fighting. It's me. You are fighting God. You are trying to disrupt the lives of people that come here for life. So that means you come here to bring death. It ain't but two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of goodness and the kingdom of evil. And then you know what? God is showing things not on this line. But God is building things in individual lives. I wish I could get some of these people to tell you what's happening. I was a witness yesterday. I will tell you the story, and maybe they will share it with you one day. They on here. I didn't know when God gave me that parable about the caregiver. I didn't know that the thing that happened so amazing to me, I will say something and God will bring it to manifest. He will reveal it that day or the next day. There's a Ted Liner on here, a Jesus believer on here. And they had help coming into their home. Now, because their loved one is a former veteran, a retired vet. They use an agency. So the agency sent somebody out to care for this man. And the person they sent said to the Ted Liner, oh, I feel something in here. The Ted Liner looked at her because the Ted Liner knew the only thing she was going to be feeling up in there would have been the Holy Ghost. So she said, okay. So I think a month went by, and the Ted Liner watching this woman because the Ted Liner is discerning something. The woman kept coming, like Paul. You remember Paul? when the spirit, when they came, went and the woman with the spirit of divination was tracking them, was following them, and the Bible says that she was vexing Paul, and Paul let her continue to follow him a few days. Brothers and sisters, the lady was a witch. He is a witch, because this just happened yesterday. I mean, yesterday was one of the most profound days of my ministry life. So the Tedliner had to go transact some business, because the Tedliner is self-employed. No, the Tedliner is self-employed. And she didn't have any choice but to call the agency and ask them to send somebody else out. The same lady came. Don't know what the lady did, because the lady was in the house with the patient by herself. But when the Tedliner came home, the Tedliner was vexed. The Tedliner couldn't sleep. The Tedliner was vexed. And the Tedliner called me up and said, you know, I'm feeling like I felt before I ever got delivered. And I said, okay. I said, now I know. Remember, thank you, Jennifer, Acts 16, 17, 18. I said, now, we know this lady is a witch. I said, God, expose it, reveal it. Brothers and sisters, the woman's supposed to come to work at 9 a.m. Now, the Tedliner went and anointed the threshold. She had done that when I said about the threshold covenant. She anointed her threshold again. The woman came. She walked up to the threshold, turned around. She jumped on her cell phone, and all of a sudden, her husband showed up. He walking around in front of these people's house, up and down, up and down. She could not cross that threshold. The Tedliner sitting there watching her. She would come to the door, turn around. Then the Tedliner got a bench, I think, in front of her house. She sat on the bench. She could not cross that threshold. Then the Tedliner, he took the patient and said, I can't let this woman, this witch is done, through, finished. She ain't coming to my house. The husband drove off. She walked up and down the pavement. She could not cross that threshold. She could not come in that house. I'm looking at this, and I'm listening, and I'm looking through my ears. Because, see, you can see through your ears. If you gifted like you say you are, you can see through your ears. So I'm looking at the woman walking up and down. God, open up the spirit realm wide open. And the woman, the Tedliner finally just grabbed her whole family, put them in a car, and went to handle the business, which I think was to take the patient to the hospital or to the doctor, however it goes. Anyway, the witch called the agency. The agency called the Tedliner and said, is anything wrong out there? The Tedliner said to herself, like Mary pondered in her own heart, yeah, there's something wrong. I got enough of this witch. The witch left. She left. The Tedliner said, pay her for the day. Pay her for the day. And so I think today they're gonna get a new person. That wasn't all that happened yesterday. I told you, God had me call this woman. Tell them that something is wrong in the daughter's bedroom. Bust the door down if you have to. And there she laying up in there on the bed, both arms bleeding. They quickly applied some tourniquets. And I'm saying, look at this, paramedics. And the paramedic, they would not let the paramedics take the phone. They laid the phone on the thing, the paramedic, you know, the bed thing they carry you, gurney. They laid the phone on the gurney. And they said, Sister Erica, please pray. Don't stop praying. Well, she's alive today. She is alive today. I thought today was going to be over. Another Ted Liner said, I'm in a second position on the house. Second position, you know, like I made a backup offer. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, you're a child of God. God doesn't put you in a second position. I said, the Holy Spirit was talking to me, said, tell her, get out the deal. It's a scam. I said, God is saying it's a scam. Get out the deal. So then we sat down because, remember, I rarely give people advice. That ain't my job to give you no advice. But yesterday was a hot day in the Holy Ghost. When we put that thing together, we see where this is a spirit of manipulation. I said, manipulation equals what, sister? She said, domination, manipulation, control equal witchcraft. I said, you've just been brought into a witchcraft agreement by a little sorcerer that came to you telling you he was of God. He understands the people of God. Yeah, I said, he understood it right to the point he delivered you up to Satan. Guess what this scheming demon had done? It had locked her in to a secondary position, and the owners of this particular property, she had an offer in before the people who came up behind her who offered $5,000 more, and the lady wanted to kick her into a secondary position over $5,000. But now let me tell you what the scheming devil did. The devil tricked her, locked her into a secondary position, locked her into a position. He lied. He said it was only going to be 3 days and the people were supposed to put up money. He lied. He lied and took control over this lady's destiny. He locked her in on a bad deal. Now she can't get another realtor. They're not going to close on the house till June, the end of June. And then the devil going to say, well, you're only going to lose $50. Well, let me tell you what losing $50 can do. Losing $50 in the spirit can put you in a spiritual, cyclical ring of loss. I said, oh, Jesus. Then the top, I mean, yesterday was just wild. Jessica and them come to move Nadia, and Jeremiah gets his heel cut. I said, oh, wow. What kind of day is this? Well, I'm going to tell you what kind of day it was. It was a day of overcoming. We did a Holy Ghost forensic on that deal. And we looked at the exact deceptive moves that the devil made, and it was slicker than slick. I called up the hospital, and they wanted to know who was that on the phone, because prayer saved this girl's life. I said, no. They called me up. I said, prayer didn't save her life. I said, a true and loving and living God saved her life. I said, her life was going to be saved if I hadn't prayed, because she had a mama and a daddy right there that were anointed to pray. And God will do more through their prayers than he'll ever do through mine. I have an appointment right here at this church with that doctor tomorrow, because he want to come for prayer. Because he said 5 minutes later and she'd have done what the devil tried to get her to do. And so I said to her mama and daddy, I said, what kind of anointing do you think is on this girl? I said, what kind of anointing? I said, it must be something magnificent that she has to do for God. I told the headliner, I said, what kind of anointing is on you that Satan would try to steal your glory for $5,000 and then tell you, oh, you're going to lose this $50. I said, you ain't going to lose nothing. And then we asked God for a strategy. He gave it to us. Don't you not think, I'm not thankful to God this morning. Don't you not think I'm gonna allow anybody that is not in agreement with me and this ministry to block and stop the people of God from being blessed. It ain't going to happen.
Small things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love it never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girls, for the living.
So you say, God put you here, and you're going to stay? We're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see, for real.
Hanging up today, I just got to say, thank you, Lord. For lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Even waking up today, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Praise up, eyes closed. One thing I know, I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise up. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise up, I don't know. Just one thing I don't know. I don't know. Praise up, I don't know.
and sisters. Why don't you thank the Lord with me this morning? Just thank him. Just thank him. Like I say, thank him for what he did. Thank him for what he didn't do. Just thank him. It's a war, and the battle is raging. And you know what? God is not going to allow anybody to harm his people and get away with it. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. If you want to talk to me about this, you can call me up and we can talk about it. But I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen. We can talk about it because you know what? There's an understanding that comes from God, and God will teach you to understand first him, and then God will teach you how to understand and care about his people. His people. This month I have sat with people as their loved ones have passed on to glory. And they actually had the nerve to say, I think I did something wrong. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Have you forgotten about the sovereign Lord God? The Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. You don't worry. Now is the time. Now is the time when you can do something. And don't worry about these ridiculous battles. Because you know what? We're gonna have victory, and we're going to fight the devil till Jesus comes. Yep. Until Jesus comes, we're going to fight. But you see, there comes a point where you can fight in ease. You can fight while resting. You can fight while sleeping. But it's not the fight. It's not the battle. It's the education you learn after the battle. It ain't the battle. It's not even the fight. What did you learn about God after the battle has been won? What did you learn about God in the battle between light and darkness? That's the battle. Between good and evil. Between being selfish and selfless. That's the battle. Thank God, good instructor.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done for my...
Oh, I forgot to tell you. One of the TED Line ministries that was started through this ministry had their first baptismal service. It's amazing. It's amazing how the devil, I don't know why, because of the hidden agendas of the people that come in this chat room. But none of that stuff touched the people that don't come in the chat room. They thriving. Why is that? They thriving. They believe in God. The ones that come in the chat room that believe God and are here to get something from God, they thriving. God exposed them hidden agendas. You know what? God exposes that hidden witchcraft. And don't you think because you get delivered one time, it's over. The Bible says they come back. And if you're not positioned properly in the Holy Ghost, they still there. Some of you, I told you, I say, you got altars. You ain't done a thing about it. Altars have devils and demons. Altars can be demons. I got one friend that says they're all demons. I don't know. I've seen some integrate. I've seen some be delivered from the demons in the altars. And I've seen some die and go to hell because they don't believe the word of God. Are altars in the Bible? Yeah, I can show it to you in the Bible. Of course I can.
I'm all for my friends, for your love it never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old earth floor. Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for getting again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt road.
You know what? The Bible says Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a killer, stealer, destroyer unloose in the body of Christ. And you know the number one way he still kills and destroys, and does it in a big, big way. Pride. Pride. Pride.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise of I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for it all that made us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girls, for the way they changed my world. She's not waking up today.
You know, this weekend, people here came from ministry. And the last day, God changed the whole thing. And you know what he told them? What I had to tell them? I said, God wants you to trust him. My ministry time with you for this session right here is over. God wants you to trust him. I know they didn't understand. I knew they were trying to. But you know what? When God said, it's over with me. When God said for you to trust him, I got enough sense to know. I got enough discerning of the Holy Ghost, which I don't have to discern it because it's point blank. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Somebody said to me, yeah, this is what they say, yeah. It wasn't what they said. It was the spirits that came out in the tone of their voice. They said, yeah, the Bible says, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. I listened to them. They said, God, I understand that now. I said, well, you know what? Thank God you got it, because I've been preaching it for 30 days. Put not your trust in the arm of flesh. Trust God. Trust God. But now, the way it was thrown at me, I had to break the curse that was thrown at me behind it. Did the person know they were cursing me? No. Satan knew. I just broke the curse and kept on moving. Brothers and sisters, you know that old thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can kill you.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor.
Remember, a fish wouldn't get caught if he kept his mouth shut. Brothers and sisters, and you know what? I repent this morning for having to even approach this situation in this manner, because the person I'm talking about is not honest with me. I like to sit down with people. I like to work stuff out, because that's what Jesus did with Peter. Remember, Jesus on his way to Calvary, Peter said to Jesus, "Oh no, Jesus, I'm not going to let you go to Calvary." This was right after Jesus and the disciples had been up. Peter had been up to the Mount of Transfiguration. He had seen Jesus transfigured before him. He had seen Jesus in his glory. And he said, "No, I can't let you do that." And what Jesus rebuked them and said, "You know not what manner of spirit you are." Then they go on to the upper room. And Peter again jumps up with his impetuous self and says, "Oh, no, no, Jesus." And Jesus said, "Peter, before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me." Jesus knew. Jesus knew. And then what happened? Peter denied him. And then what happened? Jesus died, descended into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of the devil. Then he rose and was seen on this earth for 40 days doing infallible miracles, the Bible says. But when he came out the grave, he said, "Go tell my disciples and Peter." And Peter. Why? And then what he do? He go down to the seashore. Peter done took the crew back on the fishing boat, and Jesus calls them off the fishing boat, and Jesus had cooked some what for them? Fish. And they go down and they sit down with Jesus to eat this fish. And what does Jesus do? He restores Peter. He says, "Peter, lovest thou me?" Peter said, "Yeah." He said, "Peter, do you really love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Restore my sheep." He said, "Peter, lovest thou me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." Jesus restored a threefold restoration to Peter because Peter had denied him three times. So it had to be a threefold restoration. They had to talk. Jesus had to get Peter to see in order for Peter to be equipped to do the work that God had for Peter to do. Peter received a threefold restoration from Jesus. You're not going to do a work for God backbiting. You're not going to do a work for God. When you talk about God's people, like the Lord say, They talking about me. When you lie and mistreat and misuse a woman or a man of God, you're misusing God. I'm talking about you too. Because the Bible says that God is not mocked, and whatsoever a man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. Whatever you do to somebody else and you think you're going into ministry, prepare to reap that same thing you done put out there.
For lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for getting again the time that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they change my world, he's my way and I'm the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, I know one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For the song that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my baby, for my girl, for the way they change my world. Change my way and up today.
You know what I think I need to do? God keeps having me see this scripture for the past 2 weeks. There's an unclean spirit among us. Now, I don't say I'm guiltless. It could be me. The unclean spirit could be in me. So I'm going to deal with it this morning. I'm going to also deal with the spirits of manipulation. I'm going to also deal with Jezebel. And her sister, and the goddess they worship. Now, if you think it's not you, just hang up right now. Get off the line because you'll be a hindrance. If you think it's not you, go. I tell you, you don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody else. Do an unselfish act and leave the line. The devil is ferocious. He's busting up. I made a note when I was talking to somebody yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to print it out. Okay. I want somebody. I'm going to try to say this slow so you can make a note of this in the chat room. As I was going through all of this stuff with different people, and I mean it was all different people from all over the USA and Canada, I said this to the person, and I said, man, that's a message that we'll preach right there. I said, I need to do some studying on this. I said to the person, I said, if a witch can take out a Christian, then that Christian is going to hell when they die because they were not saved Christian believer. They were not a saved Christian believer in the first place. In my conversation, and I said, I got to write this down so I don't forget this. because I'm going to write a booklet on this to prove this is true. If a witch can take out a Christian, then that Christian is going to hell when they die, because they were not a saved Christian believer in the first place. Did you hear me? Now, I know all you unteachable, anti-submissive people can't comprehend this. You can't comprehend it. It's too simple for you. If a witch can take out a Christian, then that Christian is going to hell when they die, because they were not a saved Christian believer in the first place. That's the truth. Because if a witch can take you out, then the Bible is a lie. Because the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Witchcraft is a work of the world. So if a witch can get enough power to take you out, you hellbound. You ain't got to even worry about you. You got to false everything, and you're not saved. If a witch can take you out, if a witch can overcome you, you're going to hell. And not only, when I elaborate on this thing here, not only are you going to hell, you're living in hell right now. Sheol hell, hell on earth. Brothers, it's so much to think about. And you know what? This is not stressful. This ain't even heavy. This is simple right here. Simple. 1, 2, 3. If a witch can take out a Christian, then that Christian is going to go to hell when they die. If a witch can overpower a Christian, then that quote, Christian, is not saved in the first place.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love and never. For my babies, for my girls, for the way they change my world, waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord, yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord, oh, now,
thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for getting again, the times that I could get too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. I'm waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up eyes, close. One thing I know, I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank
Like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love and never end.
I'm going to say something, and I'm not saying it from a political way. I'm saying it because it's the truth. If a witch can take out a Christian, covens from around the world came against President Trump. Covens from around the world said they were going to bind him up. Covens, lying witches around the world said he was going to die. I don't know nothing, but this one thing I know, President Trump is still walking around here alive today and prospering, and he made a liar out the witches. Whoa! I want you to go to Dalton. I want you to rent a room in the convention center. And the night they say they're going to bind him up, I want you to bind up that witchcraft power. I want you to bind it up. So you got a living witness. All I know, the man say he a Christian. Well, he must be. He ain't bound up. He ain't running around here in some lunatic asylum. Crazy. The witches, all I'm saying is they binding spells didn't work. Their witchcraft power didn't work. And all the man said was, I'm a Christian. That's all he said. I'm a Christian.
It drives out fear, it conquers hate, it never gives up, it's never too late. It don't see color, just see heart, you need each other, it ain't that hard. It's four little letters, one little word, we all did it better, be a lot less hurt. If we love people, love people, we all need love people. Underneath the surface, everybody's just
Did it all come up the same way, but we're all in need of the same grace.
On our own, we won't make it far. If we ain't together, we're falling apart. So love people, we all need love people.
I'll see you tomorrow.